deceptions. Welcome, War Room with Owen Schroyer.
The great replacement is real. Don't listen to me. Here's Project Veritas. Catching Biden State Department officials admitting that they want to replace white Americans with non-citizens that will vote Democrat in clip 21.
There's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things. But mostly with immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily.
The big issue for the Hill, for our region, is migration. Oh. So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Like, how much?
$4 million over 4 years. But now migrants are coming from us there. Right. Like Venezuela.
Somos de nacionalidad venezolana. Tenemos vuelo para Nueva York.
Entonces, ¿le compraste un vuelo con Spirit?
Sí.
40.
Sí, entramos con la cita de CBP One por el puente fronterizo.
So what is the end goal? Why are they allowing it?
They want to change the demographics of the United States.
Really... So our aid goes to female prisons in Mexico.
Some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
To like help train them up.
I'm working with gender issues in Pakistan, so we're trying to retain and advance more women in law enforcement. The question becomes, should we be spending U.S. taxpayers' money in our country on this issue? Women that they don't seem to care about.
Secretary Blinken, how close are you to him?
5 degrees separation. This is such a niche industry that flies under the radar,
yeah,
that the average American does not know. Most people don't know what we do.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much to you, Ranking Member Risch, all the members of the committee, and thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
He has briefings coming up in 2 weeks.
He has briefings?
Yeah, on the Hill.
About?
The FY 2025 budget request. And that's like with all the congressional people. Big issue for the Hill, for our region, is migration.
Oh my.
How to stop migration. What are we doing to stop migration?
He's not accountable for that, is he?
Yeah, we do stuff for it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's called the root causes strategy.
Ooh.
It's giving money to support and help people at where the origins of the migrants are, so they feel like they can stay there instead of migrating out. So it's Central America, basically.
It's what?
It's basically Central America. Like,
right.
Support and development.
Oh.
So we poured a lot of money into Central America.
Isn't that amazing? We pour money into Central America, and they pour their... We're citizens into our country. What a trade. Who's making these trades?
Is it doing anything?
I think for them, yes, but now migrants are coming from us there.
Right.
Like Venezuela, so we're like, oh, this would solve that problem.
Oh, no.
So what does he say to that? That looks bad for the administration, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it looks bad for any administration. Because no one solves migrants. It's like the end-all be-all, like kill pill for politics.
Right. And I feel like if anything, the other side's going to win because of it.
I know. My dad used to complain about that. I'm like, oh, and like in my mind, I'm like, oh, that's not that much. And then I see the chart, and I'm like, oh, that's a lot. Like compared to like 20 years ago. I'm like, I'm way they're on to something.
And I don't know what to say to that.
I really don't. I literally don't know.
Like, what would the administration say to that?
I don't know. And like I sit there too, and I talk with my coworker who like manages the migration for us, foreign assistance. And we always talk every time. Like, I don't know what we do. Like, there's no clear answer.
There's no clear answers. Yeah, close the border, cut the funding. There's your clear answer. Wow, figured it out in 5 seconds.
Like this money going through these limits. I mean, there's got to be some things that you're like, man, I wish I could tell the world about this.
Oh, there's a lot of things, but mostly with immigration, because that's the one that we're at the left is really controlling immigration. I wish people knew that we're letting in criminals daily. Like when I was in,
you have confirmation of that. You have confirmation.
Oh yeah. So all the good, honest, hardworking Mexicans stay in Mexico, and all the pieces of garbage come to the United States, and those are the ones that we let. We are literally, and the Mexican government has no reason to stop it because their garbage goes through. Country,
it's amazing, isn't it? This guy's just like, telling it like it is. There's more of this from Project Veritas, but it's, you know, it's exactly what we expect. What fools we are. We spend billions of dollars on quote-unquote humanitarian aid to all these foreign countries, and then they send the dregs of their society and civilization into our country. So, I mean, we're getting double raped. We're getting completely screwed on this deal. Like, I mean, this is just unbelievable. But they know it. They all know that's exactly what goes on. They all know it in D.C. It's Biden's border invasion. And they say, oh, we don't know what we can do.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, now I think this hearing today is very important, where a new Biden appointed judge is being confirmed. And if you realize that this is not an isolated incident, this is the standard right now for Democrat-appointed justices, you realize why we have so much problem with the judicial system. We have far-left, radical, activist, communist, Marxist judges getting on the bench and doing the bidding of the radical left. And today's example is a great example. And so I'm going to go to some of these clips. Senator Mike Lee is one of the clips we'll be going for. He breaks it down before we go to it. Republican senators expressed concerns today regarding the support that Carla Campbell, a recently nominated by President Biden for a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, has given to Marxist causes. To be clear, Carla Campbell's Marxist machinations were recent. They didn't take place in high school when we played the Dick Durbin clip. That's what he's claiming. We didn't question her on anything she said or did in high school. Durbin's like, this is about what she did in high school. I think Senator Durbin is mistaken as to which party he has engaged in obsessive inquiries into a nominee's conduct from high school. That's what they did to Kavanaugh. So let's get into some of these clips. Here is the appointee Lippes, who helps rapists get favorable decisions. She gets called on that in clip 7.
Mr. Smith molested a 4-year-old girl, didn't he?
Senator, he was convicted after trial of unlawful sexual contact under Maine law.
That's a nice way of putting it.
That was a charge, Senator.
Right. Mr. Smith molested a 9-year-old girl, didn't he?
Senator, again, he was convicted of unlawful sexual contact against 2 children. In that case, I did impose the sentence
like
of state request.
At oral argument, this is how Mr. Smith's conduct was described. Quote, you heard this testimony. All of the abuse is done in the same fashion. Smith would rub his fingers in a circular motion on the vagina of each child. And he did so repeatedly. Now, where I come from, we call that sexual abuse. You can pretty it up all you want to, Judge. This is what you said at Mr. Micah's sentencing. These are your words, not mine. What I can say, you said, is that this is a very tragic situation of a person who has a lot of good in him. A lot of good in him. having done a very reprehensible thing to two young children, causing extreme damage. Did I read that correctly?
Senator, in that case, I impose the sentence the state requested.
Did I read that your quotation correctly?
Senator, that, I think, is a portion of what I said at sentencing. My focus was on...
But the words I read, are they correct?
That's what was reported in the paper, Senator. I have not seen a transcript of the sentencing.
I bet the victims remember, Judge. And then you handed down a sentence. You gave Mr. Smith 12 years, but you suspended six of them, didn't you?
Senator, that was at the recommendation of the state because
But it was your ruling. Is that an accurate statement of your ruling?
Senator, I accepted the state's recommendation that 6 years should be suspended so that Mr. Smith would be required to participate in sex offender treatment.
I appreciate the lengthy explanation, but I think it's a pretty simple question. That was your sentence, right?
Yes, I imposed the sentence the state requested in that case.
You know, sometimes looks tell the story. Sometimes you can judge a book by its cover, can't you? This woman that said there was good in a multi-time child molester and gave him a short sentence. Folks, you'll get a bigger sentence for selling weed. Trust me, I know. I heard all about it. You want to know how pedophiles get treated by the judicial system? Just ask people inside the judicial system. They'll tell you. You'll get 10 years for selling weed. You'll get 2 years for molesting a child. That's how bad this is. And it's these left-wing judges every single time that give favorable treatment to child molesters. Are you surprised that she looks like a ghoul from Fallout? Are you surprised that this is what Joe Biden is putting on the bench? Here's Josh Hawley calling her out for her lies, clip 14.
I'm trying to understand your answers to this committee. Let's start with the workers' dignity question, because your truthfulness under oath is surely... I notice my friends across the way now are utterly uninterested in any organization you've been a part of. They're suddenly utterly uninterested in things you wrote in the past. They're utterly uninterested in who you give money to. That wasn't the case just a few years ago, but be that as it may... Surely they're interested in your truthfulness. I have now counted, just as I've sat here today, four separate answers by you, all of them conflicting as to what exactly was your relationship with workers' dignity. So let's just get this nailed down. First of all, did you disclose your relationship with workers' dignity to this committee? Don't look at the chairman, look at me.
I'm not sure that I included that. I don't remember, Senator.
Oh, I think you do. The answer is no. You did not disclose it to this committee. Then you told Senator Grassley, I've never represented that group. Then you told Senator Lee, next, that you had indeed advised them, and that you'd advise them as a member of a legal advisory board. You said 10 years ago. Right? Then you told Senator Cruz... that in fact you told Senator Lee you'd advise them briefly. You told Senator Cruz actually you'd advise them for 3 years. Then you told Senator Durbin that it wasn't 10 years ago, it was 15 years ago. So what is it exactly? You didn't disclose your association with this radical group to the committee. You're currently listed now, your own bio lists you as a legal advisor to the Workers' Dignity Group from 2013 to the present. To the present. The Tennessee Bar Association cited your work with this group for your nomination. So what is the story? When did you start working for Workers' Dignity?
Senator, more than a decade ago,
oh, Hallie grilled her.
3 years, I served on a legal advisory committee.
So first you got
gave them legal advice.
So first you got a child molester protecting judge. Now you get a communist Marxist activist judge.
Asked you, did you do any legal work? And you said no. Senator, in fact, you served on a legal advisory board. That's your testimony now. correct?
Senator, I served on this board.
On a legal advisory board, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So you lied to Senator Grassley here under oath.
That's nice, a lying judge.
What else have you lied about? Workers' Dignity has condemned Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestine. They have said that Israel is engaged in ethnic cleansing. Do you agree with that?
No, Senator.
How can I believe you? You just lied under oath a moment ago to Senator Grassley. You've lied to us up and down on this committee. I mean, this is a serious problem, Ms. Campbell. I have to say, I've never seen a witness, never in 5 years in this committee, sit here and lie to us and change the story person to person. Mike, why are you doing it? What is it? Why are you afraid to tell the truth about workers' dignity? Why have you lied to this committee? Why didn't you disclose it? Why'd you lie to Senator Grassley? Why have you changed your story every time you're asked?
Senator, I have not lied to you today. I've tried to represent.
The body language of this woman is incredible. She's closing her eyes, blinking a bunch. She knows she's been caught. She keeps looking over at her Democrat handlers.
For any confusion. You've created the confusion. Deliberately. Let's talk about something else that you've created confusion for. The biggest political donation that you've ever made is to Odessa Kelly, this radical candidate who said that members of this committee are Satanists, who endorsed violence. Why did you give money to Odessa Kelly? Over $1,000. I mean, that's not nothing. That may be nothing to you. That's not nothing to most people. Why did you give money, the most money you've ever given, to this person?
Senator, Miss Kelly lives in my neighborhood. She's one of my neighbors.
And you agreed with her views?
No, on those views that you've read, I don't agree with them.
Oh, I haven't read any of them. I'm just asking you. Do you agree with her views? I mean, you gave her more money than anybody else. Your governor, your state senator, your attorney general. You gave her the most.
I do not agree with all of her views, no, Senator.
Well, which ones do you agree with? Can you name one?
Senator, I know that she is my neighbor, and I'm a neighborly person.
Oh, I see. You're a neighborly person. Well,
You have represented to
this committee that you didn't know what Odessa Kelly said and the outrageous, frankly, outrageous things that she said and did. You said you didn't know anything about workers' dignity. You lied to us about your association with that group. You said you didn't know anything about the Tennessee Immigrant Refugee Rights Coalition, who thanks you personally in their introduction. You said you didn't know anything about that. I mean, either all of these people are liars or you are, Ms. Campbell. It's one or the other. It's quite a pattern. Maybe they all are. But given what you've told us under oath today, I think the answer is you are. And for that reason, you are utterly unqualified to sit on the federal bench.
Senator's time has expired.
Senator Josh Hawley, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's now go to Senator Mike Lee, grilling into this Marxist-appointed judge by Biden. Go ahead with clip 15.
Your largest political campaign donation went to someone who has made blatantly racist comments and really wildly inappropriate comments about almost every member of this committee, and I find that troubling. According to the FEC reports, the largest donation that you've made to a candidate is a $1,500 campaign contribution to Odessa Kelly. This candidate, Ms. Kelly, has made some pretty crazy statements. Are you aware of those?
Senator, I suspect that some of the statements you're going to ask me about were after her candidacy, and no, I have not. I don't follow her on social media. I don't have Twitter, so.
All right, well, you don't have Twitter, but look, she made some really awful statements, including the following tweet just 4 days before, not after she was a candidate, not before she was a candidate, while she was a candidate and just 4 days before you contributed to your campaign. Here's what it says. Like Cory Booker said, hashtag Ketanji Brown Jackson, God has got you 100% because Blackburn, Cruz, Cotton, Graham, Hawley are obviously aligned with the devil. Apparently I'm not. Be great, black woman, be great. The hate is real. The racism is apparent. The disrespect is on another level. I mean, do you agree with Odessa Kelly that members of this committee, the members that are mentioned in this tweet, who happen to have opposed Justice Jackson's nomination, you agree that that means that they're racist, that they're the devil? Would the same apply to those senators who criticize Justice Clarence Thomas or to those who voted against his confirmation when he came through this committee?
Senator, I am not familiar with those statements, and I do not support them.
Okay. I understand that, and I understand that you're not on Twitter, but this is a candidate that you donated to. On January 11, 2022, only a few months before you contributed to Odessa Kelly, she tweeted, quote, "Let me make this simple. 41 million people in the U.S. and the USA ID as AA/BLK, and their ability to have fair representation is being decided by 52 white people in the Senate, including Tim Scott. 48 Republicans plus two Ds. That's insane." Now, I don't know what that means by white people, including Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott would probably take exception to that. How is this tweet calling out our black colleague, Senator Tim Scott, how is calling him white not racist?
Senator, again, I'm not familiar with that statement. I have no affiliation with that statement. I don't know what some of the acronyms in that statement
mean. Do you share those views?
No, Senator, I do not.
Your largest political campaign donation went to someone who has made blatantly racist comments and really wildly inappropriate
individuals that Democrats put on benches, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this is how you get decisions of $1.5 billion that Alex Jones owes and shut down InfoWars and destroy Rudy Giuliani and destroy all these independent media members and Donald Trump. These are the types. These are the types. And I guess the Republicans are finally realizing it and putting up a resistance. But this is how our country is destroyed through the judicial branch right here. Notice how they're all women. All right, let's close it out here, and we'll move on. Here's Ted Cruz with his time with that same Marxist, clueless judge.
Ms. Campbell, I will say I have seen some astonishing nominees from this administration, but I have to admit your record takes the cake. A judge should not be a political activist. Your record demonstrates to me a long history of being a political activist, but not just an activist who affiliates with extreme and radical organizations. Now, when Senator Grassley asked you about the Workers' Dignity Organization, you gave, I think, deliberately misleading answer. You said you did not represent them, and that convinced Senator Grassley not to continue on that line of questioning. You have been a legal advisor to that organization since 2013. That is what you have publicly printed on your AVO biography. It is what has been described in the Tennessee Bar Association when you were nominated. It explicitly says she served as a legal advisor for local workers' rights nonprofit Workers' Dignity. Now, why is it you're distancing yourself from them? The reason is because they are utterly radical. If you look at this group that you've served as the legal advisor for over a decade, this is an openly Marxist organization. This is a communist organization. Now, those words are not said lightly. According to their own characterization of their views, this group says there's no election outcome that improves conditions for workers. The laws of this country have never worked for our people, and now that the system is crumbling, we will continue to stand in community and solidarity with each other. The only way we win in a world we deserve is by building a multiracial working class revolution that can push out white nationalism, violent state racism, and the capitalist class that is desperately clutching to hold control and profits as the people rise up. Why have you spent a decade as a legal advisor to an openly communist and Marxist organization? I don't think your microphone's on.
I apologize, Senator. If I could briefly clarify, more than a decade ago, probably for the course of 2 or 3 years, I served on an advisory board that helped this, at the time, was supposed to be a nonprofit workers' rights organization, get set up and get started.
Did you know they were a communist organization?
Senator, at that time, none, they, They did not express these kinds of views. It was an organization.
So this is new. This wasn't the case then.
Yes. And I have not been affiliated with them in more than a decade.
You're aware that your current profile that you have up, your legal bio, says you are right now an advisor to them.
I apologize for any confusion about that.
So your testimony under oath, and that's all right. The facts will come out. But your testimony, I want to make it explicit. Your testimony under oath is that you have done absolutely nothing and had zero contact with them for how long?
I have not served on their advisory board for...
You've done absolutely nothing and had zero contact with them for how long? Please answer the question.
Many, many years.
How many?
I don't know, sitting here today. It's been many
years.
Okay,
if you look at other statements from this organization, because they are radicals. They are radicals. If you look also, this is the same group in 2020. They called for abolishing ICE, abolishing prisons and detention centers, and abolishing the police. Why did you volunteer for a communist organization that calls for abolishing ICE and abolishing the police?
Senator, I have never seen these comments before.
You didn't know who you were volunteering for?
I was not a volunteer for them at that
time. You were a legal advisor. Were you paid?
No, I was not.
Then you were a volunteer. If you volunteered to be a legal advisor, you were a volunteer. Why did you volunteer? Do you support abolishing ICE?
Senator, at this time,
Do you support abolishing ICE?
I do not, Senator.
Well, it's amazing because a minute ago, you also told Senator Graham that the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition that has a manifesto calling for abolishing ICE, you said you had nothing to do with it, which is fairly astonishing because on page 3 of their manifesto, they thank you by name for what they say. We would like to thank the following individuals and organizations for their thoughtful feedback and input. This platform would not have been possible without their expertise. Are they lying?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that manifesto.
Are they lying? Did you provide any assistance? Did you give feedback and input, which is what they say on the cover page?
Senator, I didn't even know that existed, and so, no, I did not provide input on it.
And why, you know, when Senator Graham asked why you gave money to this radical candidate who has said 52 senators are Jim Crow senators and said multiple of us are siding with the devil, you laughed and thought that was funny. But Senator Graham asked you a question. Look, that candidate was as
so
radical as
you get the point.
Ever...
Joe Biden has appointed child molester protecting judges and hardcore leftist Marxist communist judges. And this is part of the problem that we have in this country, ladies and gentlemen. But you notice the types, and this isn't some anti-woman thing. If there's a competent woman, then I'm totally fine with it. These are dingbat women, and these are ghoul-looking, probably hate-filled women that have been bitter their entire life. And now they're going to have the future of this country, the future of people, the future of who knows what else in their hands with some of the decisions that they're going to make. Now, it's nice to see a little life from the Republicans in the Senate dealing with this, but it's been going on for far too long, and this is why our country is in so much trouble. And this is how the Democrats are going to use and abuse the judicial system to silence their opposition, to imprison their opposition, and to destroy their opposition. And it's going to be the judges, just like the two you saw today, who will go easy on child molesters and speak positively of child molesters, but they'll easily incarcerate or shut somebody down that's against the Democrat ideology for no reason.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy, but Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Tap water is turning the frogs gay and will turn you gay too. First off, gay people are awesome. I don't think that's a problem at all. And secondly, if you notice at the end of that video, he advertises water filters. Interesting.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. And Alexa Pure family of stainless steel gravity filters take the already decent and good systems that were out there and took it to the next level of quality, durability, customer service, replacement filters, you name it. Now, the Alexa Pure Pro's their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour for your home, business, your kitchen, your RV, whatever. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Shit, crap, gay. Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I am like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, let's just pile drive through a bunch of news here. Judge tried to get Eileen Cannon to hand off Trump documents case. Oh, yeah, they didn't like how Eileen Cannon was trying to be a fair judge and not just destroying Trump, so they're trying to get her off the case. Isn't that funny? Two different judges, actually, urged Judge Eileen Cannon to hand off the Mar-a-Lago documents case against former President Trump when it was assigned to her last year. You mean you're going to be fair and impartial in the Trump's document case? Here, hand that case over to a radical leftist liberal Democrat. We'll take that. We'll take care of that for you. Hand it on over. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Oh, and they were George Bush appointed judges. Isn't that something? Wanted Eileen Cannon off the case because she was being fair and impartial. Don't you know the whole case is supposed to be rigged, including the judge? This case is supposed to be rigged against Trump, Judge. Why won't you do the bidding of the deep state? Like that good judge in New York did, Judge Engeron. Why can't you just be like him and be corrupt? Donald Trump files motion to recuse judge in New York civil fraud trial. Attorneys for President Trump demanded Thursday that the judge who oversaw his civil fraud trial recuse himself from the case over allegations he improperly discussed it with an outside party. Yeah, Democrat lawyers. Trump attorneys made this statement in their recusal motion. Allegations have surfaced revealing this court may have engaged in actions fundamentally incompatible with the responsibilities attendant to donning the black robe and sitting in judgment. Yeah, they have all these meetings behind closed doors, Democrat attorneys, Democrat members of Congress, and they tell these judges how they're going to rule against Trump and how they're going to do it and the whole strategy behind the whole thing, because the whole thing is rigged. And when they find out there's a judge that's not going to cooperate with them, like Eileen Cannon, they say, you know what, judge, you need to be off this case. It's Democrats. They're corrupt, totally, to the core. And there's nothing they want to see more than watching this country burn to the ground. That's what they're into. In case you haven't figured it out yet. Now, a lot of Democrat violence here as well. Five masked men attack and stab two victims outside Long Island Charter School graduation. Can't even go to a high school graduation in a Democrat city these days without getting stabbed. And then there was the annual Juneteenth violence. The annual Juneteenth violence. A lot of people shot, some people killed. It's Juneteenth, don't you know? Oakland Juneteenth shooting. At least four shot near Lake Merritt. Here's some of the sights and sounds from that in clip 11.
No, they shooting at each other.
Each shot is a celebration. They're just celebrating Juneteenth, firing shots in the air. You get hit with a stray bullet at a Juneteenth concert. Part of the festivities. Okay. So that was Oakland. By the way, there's more stuff going on in Oakland. The whole state of California in these liberal cities is just completely off the rails. Juneteenth celebrations across the U.S. turned deadly. Three killed, 20 shot. Two killed, 14 injured at Juneteenth celebration in Texas. This is just north of Austin in Round Rock. These are supposed to be the nicer areas. There's a young Juneteenth attendee, and he has been charged. It's a little bigoted, don't you think, to charge somebody just celebrating Juneteenth, shooting people, killing people? Mm-hmm. Milwaukee, 17-year-old dead after being shot at a Juneteenth event. 17 years old. The gunfire erupted Wednesday night near Washington Park. An investigator called it infuriating. Yeah, well, it's hazard. It's a celebration hazard. You go to a Juneteenth event, hit with stray bullet. So Oakland is just off the rails. FBI raids home associated with Oakland Mayor Shang Tao. Several other locations, source says. Guys, just B-roll clip 17. These are the agents going into her home, taking out a bunch of boxes. She was a DIA. They were a DEI. They were celebrating how she's so multicultural and diverse and non-white. So it was so great for her. The home associated with Oakland Mayor Shang Tao was among several locations raided by the FBI Thursday morning. The FBI has given no other information. They say they cannot provide additional information at this time. So another far left, probably another instance of far left corruption. From a mayor's office. Democrats. Democrats every time, isn't it? Democrats every single time. It's always the same. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. lashes out after failure to make CNN debate stage. Well, we all know why. Biden didn't want him on the stage. Now, he's also taken shots at Trump for this, but Trump said he wanted him on the stage, so I don't understand that. President's Biden and Trump do not want me on the debate stage, and CNN illegally agreed to their demand. It was Biden's demand. My exclusion by Presidents Biden and Trump, again, Trump said he should be on the stage, from the debate is undemocratic, un-American, and cowardly. I wish you would get the facts accurate here. Trump said that you should be on the stage, actually. And it was the Biden demands to make sure you weren't. So let's just get the facts right here. But Kennedy has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission arguing that CNN colluded with Biden and Trump to keep him off the debate stage. They definitely colluded with Biden. I guess he's, you know, I mean, politically speaking, him going after Trump is probably good for Trump, actually, because it's going to take more votes away from Biden potentially, or whoever the Democrat nominee ends up being. So it probably actually helps Trump. But it's just entirely inaccurate. Yes, CNN colluded with Joe Biden. It was the Biden administration that made the list of demands that got met by CNN, not Trump. And Trump has made public comments saying that you should be on the stage. But that's perfectly fine. Doesn't really matter and probably actually helps Trump politically. So there you go. Now, he shared a video, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that is, of Glenn Greenwald and Tucker Carlson in their two-hour interview. And I think he's right on the head here. He says, once upon a time, these guys were on opposite sides of every issue. Now they are part of the most important movement of our time, the converging of the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right, and their merger into a populist revolt to reclaim our system. I do see that happening. Ironically, kind of the biggest hinge, at least at this stage in the game, merging the anti-establishment left and the anti-establishment right is their dislike of Israel, to put it lightly. That's kind of been the hinge, actually, and I have more evidence of that. But, of course, RFK Jr. is very pro-Israel, so that's kind of ironic. But that's why I like to lean into the things that you would assume the anti-establishment left and right would agree on, like, hey, let's have less taxes. Hey, let's fund less wars. Hey, let's have less government intervention in our lives. Hey, let's have a secure border and not pay for illegal immigration and have an open border and welfare state. You'd think these would be common sense things that the left and the right could agree on, the anti-establishment specifically. Not quite there. But on the Israel issue, the anti-establishment left and right agree, and yet RFK Jr. is very pro-Israel and funded by the pro-Israel lobby. There he is hanging out with Rabbi Buttplug, His Holiness, as he likes to be called. So that's ironic. But yeah, really, you're surprised that you aren't on the debate stage? Oh my gosh.
Let's go to Nurse Keith in Oregon. You're on the air. Welcome, and thanks for holding.
About an hour ago, you were kind of explaining to people about how the micronutrients and stuff that are available in different foods actually had an effect on...
let's be clear. There isn't long-term billion-year evolution. There's jumps, how you build a car, cars have evolved, or electricity, or computers have changed. There is innovation, and humans do get ancestral memories from their ancestors. That's called instincts. Yes.
Not trying to brag, but I'm a board-certified wound care associate, which is not an easy certification to get. It takes years. And it encompasses, you know, cardiology, endocrine, pulmonary, you name it. You've got to be good at all kinds of stuff. And let's face it, a lot of my doctors, they don't know anything about this stuff. It's my job as a nurse to figure it out. And
the average medical doctor gets 2 hours of college education on nutrition.
So one of the things that I do is I'm looking for results. And by using very good nutraceuticals and supplements and things like that, I can fix a problem. Give you just a real quick example. Let's say you have a really bad wound on your leg and you have diabetes and poor circulation. Well, I can order you a bottle of Nitric Boost, a bottle of Vasobeat, and get your ass up on a treadmill a little bit. But these things work better than any of the medication that we give. So I've got about 35,000 points because I gave these things away as gifts.
Hold on, hold on. This is important. This is important. Absolutely. Just iodine alone, that's essential. It means you die without it. They don't tell you most people are deficient. 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, the UN admits. That's what these concentrated plants and other compounds do. So you're saying you're taking care of people with wounds, one of the biggest medical industries out there, super tough job. You're seeing with nutrition, and also they need to not be sedentary, obviously. You're seeing massive effects, because I've actually read about this. I'm not an expert like you, but that there's massive problems. Because the doctors don't even say exercise or get out of the bed or take supplements that are good for your skin. And it's so simple. I mean, my wife takes supplements to have good hair and good nails, and it really works for her. I mean, this stuff works. It's the compounds. Tell people about some of the things you've witnessed.
Alex, I would not have 35,000 Patriot points if this stuff didn't work. I'm not into buying BS, and I don't push BS. When I've got a complex wound and I see something that you guys sell that I know perfectly fits, I love vitamin C and zinc. It's simple stuff, but the difference is the things that you guys sell versus what I buy at Walmart, they're not even in the same game. The stuff that you guys sell is legit.
We can sell the stuff Walmart sells, synthetic stuff, and the bottle costs more than what they're selling. With us, these products, some of these products are costing us $30 a bottle, like DNA Force, okay? I mean, so there's cost because it is the highest rated.
If you're taking a nitrate, like you were talking about the nitrate boost, well, that is going to vasodilate. So when you're vasodilated, yeah, you're going to be pitching a proper 10. The VasoBeat does the exact same thing. But it also helps if I've got a person who's got really poor perfusion, and I just want to get their blood flow going so that I can keep this wound from going septic and actually get some granulation going. Or I could throw all the medications at it. Not going to do a damn thing. The doctors see the patient for 10 minutes, write a prescription, and say, okay, come back in 45 days. And it's my job to actually go figure it out. And so I use a lot of the stuff that you guys have.
Thank you so much, and God bless you, Nurse Keith. We'll talk to you soon. Get his name and number.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Okay, a couple things I need to address here. We have an Ask the Doctor hour coming up next with Dr. Diane Kaiser. And so this is always popular. We're going to be talking about bioengineered foods. We're going to be talking about the damage that your Bluetooth earbuds could be doing to you. Certain things that they're slipping into anesthetics. Maybe we'll talk about the new bug paste that they want to force you to eat too. You know, for the environment. Yeah, sure, you die, but for the environment, so just die. So we're going to be talking about that with Dr. Diane Kaiser and then taking your calls as well with your questions for the doctor. So that's all coming up. Also, forgot to mention this yesterday, Great American Passes Willie Mays. Truly a great American, not just one of the best baseball players of all time, but also a great American who sat aside his baseball career to serve in the military because he was a great American. So Willie Mays. All right. Let's see. Where should we go here next? Ex-CDC director, we will have a bird flu pandemic. It's just a matter of time. Now, Dr. Robert Redfield has been doing a media tour, and he's basically accusing the scientific community of covering up the Wuhan lab leak. Or, you know, you can have a debate, and it's probably where the conversation should be. Was it a lab leak or was it released intentionally? The latter is probably more likely. And so he's saying that this gain-of-function research is really dangerous, obviously, and there's a battle inside the scientific community to stop it entirely, but psychotics like Anthony Fauci want to keep it going. And so he's been doing the media tours talking about this and saying they're going to have another pandemic. And it's going to be because of gain-of-function research, and then they all make money on the back end from big pharmaceutical companies with the treatments that they prescribe or force in some cases now.
So kind of a big deal, ex-CDC director admitting that the gain-of-function research caused a pandemic and saying that the scientific community is in a war right now to stop gain-of-function research, but psychotics like Fauci want to keep it going. So that's kind of a big deal. Speaking of big deals, Vladimir Putin arrives in Vietnam as Russia seeks support in face of Western isolation. Putin seeks new security architecture for Asia. So this is all just these countries coming together against the dominance of the United States of America. And the Biden administration is just completely asleep at the switch as Vladimir Putin is engaged in master diplomacy and could be changing the entire geopolitical world as we know it. And it could even be a major threat to the U.S. dominance as well. But hey, he's the boogeyman because Ukraine or because of this, because of the other thing. Oh, and these rigging elections and all this other garbage. But they don't cover the real issues where Biden is letting the world slip through our fingers. But when he's napping all day long, how can you blame him? Now, AOC is calling out AIPAC. This is pretty wild. And she's right about this. And it's funny because it sounds like maybe she listens to conservative anti-establishment media, because that's where I hear these talking points. I don't hear these talking points from the anti-Israel left. They just hate Jews. But when we're dealing with AIPAC, it's a completely separate issue. I hear this from some of the commentary that you might hear from like a Judge Napolitano or from the Gray Zone. And they talk about how if Israel was such a benefit of an ally to the U.S., then why would AIPAC have to exist? Why would they have to beg for all of this money and support? If it was inherent how valuable Israel was to us, then they wouldn't have to buy our Congress outright and they wouldn't have to beg for money and all this humanitarian aid. It would be inherent. You'd be like, oh, yeah, we need them. So that's obviously not the case. So that sounds like anti-establishment right-wing commentary AOC is using here. So AIPAC is getting into it with AOC. And she says, the overwhelming majority of Congress votes with their constituents who support the America-Israel relationship. Now, I think most people just want America to thrive, and they probably have no idea the America-Israel relationship. AOC says, is this why you spent nearly $20 million, the most in primary history, to unseat one of the handful of representatives who don't vote the way you tell them to? Is she talking about Thomas Massie? Again, anti-establishment right wing. Is that why you announced a $100 million spend overall? If AIPAC positions were so popular, they'd be free. Instead, they're bought. That sounds like anti-establishment right commentary coming from AOC. I don't hear that anywhere else except from the anti-establishment right. An outspoken secret in Congress is that much of the reflexive, blind, unconditional vote support for nearly any Israeli government action isn't from actual agreement. It's from fear. Representatives are terrified of this, of AIPAC. So they don't vote their conscience. They vote their fear. Or maybe they're just bought and paid for, is probably the better way to put it. Maybe they're just bought and paid for. What do you think is the future of AIPAC? The only people that are going to support AIPAC moving forward are the people that AIPAC owns, which is still a majority of Congress. But this is so out of control at this point, and the American people are waking up to it now. And really, Israel and AIPAC need to be registered as a foreign agent. But somehow they aren't, which is curious in and of itself. But if you talk about that, I guess you're a conspiracy theorist. So no, AIPAC is a major problem owning our Congress, and that's why Israel's needs get put ahead of America's needs, because AIPAC outbids you. They outbid you, the American citizen. Are you spending $100 million on an election? No, but AIPAC is. Are you spending $23 million for a House seat? No, but AIPAC is. Tractor convoy, protest planned in response to scheme turning Tennessee farmland into industrial park. Well, there's all kinds of things that the farmers need to be protesting against, but in Tennessee specifically, they're trying to turn farms into industrial parks. Map shows Chinese-owned farmland next to 19 U.S. military bases an alarming threat to national security. Oh, no kidding. Why is China even allowed to own farmland in the United States? And, of course, now they're trying to shut down farmers, shut down farms, have the forced electronic tags of you can't have raw milk, you can't even have raw food at a farm. And they want you to eat maggot milk. Literally, that was a big report today on the Alex Jones Show story at InfoWars.com. Bill Gates wants you to eat maggot milk. Literally, they want to grind up cockroaches and cockroach feces and maggots and tell you it's good for you. That's where they're at for the environment. So that's why they got to tell you, oh my gosh, it's so hot. Don't you know it's never been this hot before? Oh, you're hotter than you've ever been. It's climate change. So eat bugs and kill yourself. Just eat bugs and kill yourself is how they view that. Wow. All right. There's so many things that I'm probably not going to be able to get to because we have the Ask the Doctor Hour coming up. Kamala Harris at an anti-gun event invites a rapper to the White House that's always in music videos playing with guns and just looks like a complete bumbling fool. I mean, she's just such an embarrassment. There's this one freeze frame where you can just see she's the most disingenuous hack you've ever seen. And she's talking to her. I mean, just look at this total phony. I think the freeze frame is at like 37 seconds, guys, where she's about to talk to his mom. She's like, look at these beautiful people. Oh my gosh. And she does this whole like limp wrist, like flick of the wrist things. This is the most disingenuous whore you've ever seen in politics is Kamala Harris. And so, oh yeah, he's at an anti-gun event when he's, you know, plays with guns famously as a rapper. Yeah, there's the part right there. Oh my gosh, she's like waddling like a penguin. Just what an absolute freak show. So I got that. You got the Detroit Democrats passing laws that you can't question elections, you can't audit an election, you can't do a recount. So they're going to try to steal Michigan. That's obviously the story there. Michigan Senator Jim Runstad furious after Democrats passed new bill making it impossible to do a recount or an election audit. That clip is going viral. So all kinds of stuff, but we have the Ask the Doctor coming up next. So we're going to focus on that. InfoWarsStore.com, that's how everything we do here is possible. I'm a product of the products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about your health. Supplements are 40% off like DNA Force Plus. You heard a guest on the Alex Jones Show talking about telomeres and how it's important for your life and longevity. Well, that's why we sell DNA Force Plus for telomere support. Nothing else like it. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox News, you see, bears a huge responsibility for sowing doubt about the vaccine, validating the anti-vaxxers as the pandemic continues.
So it's clear we can't vaccinate our way out of this.
Congressman, do you plan on complying with this ridiculous non-science-based mask mandate?
You can't force me to take a medicine I don't want. If you can do that, why can't you sterilize me or lobotomize? What can't you do to me? Most people are going along with this because they're afraid. A few brave souls are not.
The science shows the vaccine will not necessarily protect you. It's not protecting many people.
And what if Fauci's one solution doesn't work? Just entertain that idea for one moment. What if it doesn't work?
Buying a fake vaccination card is an act of desperation by decent law-abiding Americans who have been forced into a corner by tyrants. There are no vaccine passports. That's insane. It's Alex Jones stuff. And by the way, just so you know, as proof, if you want to get a job, you'll need your vaccine papers.
It is the beginning of the communist-style social credit system.
Do they embrace the crazy? Do they own it? Or are they the Romanovs of cognitive dissonance? And so, a tip of the tinfoil hat to take us off the air tonight. And here's where all that stuff ends up, other than the ICU. This was a highway overpass on Friday, I-75 in Texas. The banners read, vaccines kill. You are the trial. Vaccines kill. Trump won. And so, an added tip of the tinfoil cowboy hat to the anti-vax army of the I-75 overpass.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.